Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good, everybody. Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, June 10th, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. We begin in Tampa Bay, where Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady spoke to the media yesterday. Not surprisingly, he was asked about the report that his original plan this offseason was to become part owner and quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. Clearly, that wasn't true, was it, Tom?
I mean, I had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, as I've had for the last 3 or 4 years in my career, about, you know, different opportunities when I'm done playing with football. So, I kind of made a decision of what I'd like to do, and I'll get to be in the game of football. And I think for me, the most important thing is where I'm at now and, you know, what I hope to do for this team.
Well, that's not a denial, like, at all. He basically just admitted that all the reports about the Dolphins were true. That's not a denial. Listen to how he answers this question about whether he had any issues with former head coach Bruce Arians.
Zero whatsoever, yeah. He and I have a great relationship, and I think that's, you know, part of why I chose here was because of Bruce. I mean, he and I have been as incredible communication, and, you know, I have great respect for him, and he knows how I feel about him. That's the most important thing, and I know how he feels about me.
See? That's a denial. That's how you refute a story. What he said before was a confirmation. I feel like people should be making a bigger deal about that. One last note. Brady said he isn't going to pressure tight end Rob Gronkowski to come back and play this year. Quote, we'd all obviously love to play with him, but he's got to make the best decision for himself, and he knows that. Some quick hitters for you now. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the new Broncos ownership group has had conversations with former Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning about an advisory role in the organization that eventually could mean being a part of the ownership group and having equity in the franchise. Hey, Peyton, here's a tip. If you ever get a chance to own part of the Broncos, take it. John Elway was reportedly offered a 20% stake in the team years ago for around $36 million. If Elway had accepted that offer, he would have made $900 million when the team was sold earlier this week.
I don't feel anything emotionally except for rage.
In Seattle, DK Metcalf is not at mandatory minicamp because he wants a new contract. Head coach Pete Carroll was asked about that. He said, quote, there's been conversations. Pretty standard, kind of semi-quiet right now. Camp's coming up. These are crucial weeks to get something done. We'll see what happens, and hopefully we can work something out. And finally, Andy Reid, on the other hand, doesn't seem concerned about left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. hinting on the NFL Network that he could sit out the entire season. I don't see anything that's going to get in the way there, Reid said. Just have the guys working together, keeping everything open, like any other opportunity you have to do deals with players. We love Orlando here. He's a good human being. He's a good professional. He's grown up around it. I think he's got good counsel, so we've just got to work through it. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, June 10th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. I promise you, if you take the time to leave us a rating, we will take the time to read it. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Monday.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.